Talk of Iraq dominates coverage of Vice President Dick Cheney's trip to London. He's there en route to the Middle East.
Today, London papers reported denial that Mr. Cheney has asked Britain for 25,000 ground troops for a campaign to unseat Saddam Hussein. And when the Vice President and Prime Minister Tony Blair faced reporters together, Iraq was topic number one. Tony Blair noted Baghdad's record of making or trying to make weapons of mass destruction.
No decisions have been taken on how we deal with this threat. But that there is a threat from Saddam Hussein and the weapons of mass destruction that he has acquired is not in doubt at all.
And Mr. Cheney drew a link between Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein's Iraq.
We have to be concerned about the potential marriage, if you will, between a terrorist organization like al-Qaeda and those who hold or are proliferating knowledge about weapons of mass destruction.
Vice President Cheney in London today. We asked British newspaper columnist Hugo Young about sentiment over there regarding an extension of the war against terror to Iraq.
There is a general awareness that Iraq is a dangerous place, that probably Iraq is developing weapons of mass destruction on a scale which we should all be concerned about. But there's also a sense that the military and political objective in dealing with Saddam Hussein is more complicated, more problematic, and also less sort of immediately demanding than the campaign against al-Qaeda was. I mean, al-Qaeda had to be tackled. There was the appalling events in New York. There was no time to debate the merits of action. It was simply what sort of action should be taken. This time, here we have a country and a leader who have been there for a very long time, who have not, as far as anybody knows, increased their capacity to make or deliver weapons of mass destruction very much in the last 6 months. And yet now we hear that in the wake of Afghanistan, Washington appears to be strongly minded to act. And that's what I think people here now are focusing on and are worried about.
Britain was a very active ally of the United States and other nations in the war against Iraq back in 1991. Is that effort recalled nowadays in London as a great success, a qualified success because Saddam Hussein remained in power? How is it seen there?
I think it's remembered as a success which many people think should have been pursued further. And I would add to your point by saying that, of course, Britain has been joined with the United States for all these years in the no-fly zone protection, the aircraft war, well, battles at least, and aircraft action over both North and South Iraq, alone among all other countries. So we do have a special connection, not only with the United States, but with the United States' efforts in Iraq. How many people are aware of that is doubtful because it's seldom mentioned. What's happening here, which is interesting, is that the political world, by which I really mean the Labour Party, which is by far the dominant party in the House of Commons, is for the first time in 6 months really opening up in a way which it hasn't done before, quite a serious divide between people who, and not only conventional left-wing people, but other sorts of people who are very worried about the prudence and the sort of mechanism of going after Saddam Hussein in a way which they were not worried about Afghanistan.
And if we were to look across the channel to the rest of Europe, do you think we would find the same divisions, even more skepticism, stronger support for the U.S.? What would you say?
I think it probably is a skeptical there. The difference is that we have a leader in Tony Blair who is much more upfront in apparently arguing the American case. He's spent quite a lot of time in the last few weeks reminding people of the danger of weapons of mass destruction, specifically related to Iraq, which I don't think any continental leader has been doing. And that means that, in a way, the debate in this country is further advanced, the political arguments further advanced, because the leader is taking a very pronounced position, which is causing quite a lot of disagreement.
Hugo Young, thank you very much for talking
to us. It was a pleasure.
Hugo Young, a columnist for the British newspaper, The Guardian.